ᱛᱟᱢᱪᱮᱫᱮ ᱛᱮᱞᱮ ᱱᱟᱨᱢᱮ ᱱᱟᱢᱡᱤᱱ ᱫᱚᱣᱟ ᱥᱤᱱᱫᱩ ᱡᱤᱵᱚᱨ ᱫᱚᱢᱤᱱ ᱡᱩᱨᱩᱥ ᱛᱮᱞᱮ ᱱᱟᱨᱢᱮ ᱱᱟᱢᱡᱤᱱ ᱫᱚᱣᱟ ᱥᱤᱱᱫᱩ ᱡᱤᱵᱚᱨ ᱫᱚᱢᱤᱱ ᱡᱩᱨᱩᱥ ᱛᱮᱞᱮ ᱱᱟᱨᱢᱮ ᱱᱟᱢᱡᱤᱱ ᱫᱚᱣᱟ ᱥᱤᱱᱫᱩ ᱡᱤᱵᱚᱨ ᱫᱚᱢᱤᱱ ᱡᱩᱨᱩᱥ ᱱᱤᱵᱟ ᱥᱟᱢᱮ ᱪᱷᱩ ᱢᱤᱵᱚᱝ ᱵᱤᱝ ᱜᱮᱵᱟᱱᱤ ᱢᱮᱵᱟᱱᱤ chitar pe chitar na just as samo thambi chule nyamba chitar jigba teshin tu samo thambi chule nyamba chitar jigba teshin do lang do la ki bi ki u thamba nam ji chitar samo thambi chule nyamba chitar jigba teshin do lang do la ki bi ki u thamba nam ji jigden na jigbar thab mer sek batang mise bi dul du ba sa wa chitar na just as samum is profound tambi che is a true dharma lem is from that nyamba is the one who what you call Nyamba means the one who fallen from that, from the true Dharma. Fallen from the, not fallen, fallen
deviated
that.
From.
Deviated, yes. Deviated from the true Dharma. Chitar, Nyamba, Chitar, like this, Chitar Jigpa, as he afraid of. Chitar Samyu Chunyam, Tishin Kevanam Jimeda, Chunyam. Yes, Sami Chule Nyamba Chidar, like that, Jigpa means fear. This Hindu means similarly, just as, you know. This Hindu means just as here also. Langdo Laki Bi Kiwu Thamba Namji. Langdo Laki Bi Kiwu Thamba Namji. Means that the Langdol Kivi Kivu Thambanam, the great beings, great men, who are skillful in Langdor, in adopting and giving up, in the adoption of the good things, positives, and the giving up, casting away the bad things. As such great beings fear, I think we should take first this one. Namji, Jigdena, these beings, Jigdena, Jigbar, Trakbe, May, Sekbatan, Misebe, Dulduwa, Jigdena, Namji, by these beings, by these great beings, Shema Tangne, Jigwa Shindu Jigwa Misech, Shemi Sekbatan, Tog Bibala, Shindu Jigwa Misech, Tewe, Yang Chule, Nyamba, Jigbe, Jigwa Chio, Pongwaj, Misechings, yeah. Jigbar Mijashik, this one we take at the end of the line. The last line. This Kiwu Thamba Kebe, Langdola Kebe Kiwu Thambanam, these great beings who are skillful and in adoption and giving up, Jigbar Mijashik would not be afraid of, will not be, Shindu Jigbar Mijashik, will not be very much afraid of. It sounds like very much. Are not very afraid of the. Now we have to take such jigdena jigbar tape, jigdena jigbar, such as dangerous things, very fearsome. Jigbar trakpa means which is known. Jigbar means fearsome. Jigdena means in the world. These great beings are not afraid of the fearsome things which are the well-known fearsome things in the world, such as mei sekpa, such as burning by the fire. Misebe dul, misebe means very cruel. Dul dukpa means the snake, poisonous snake.
Dukpa.
Pardon? Dukpa. Dukpa, yes. Misebe means cruel, Dukpa is also cruel. Misepe, Drul Dukpa. Very fearsome and cruel snakes, python, etc. Sheme is Sepa Tangne. Sheme is Sepa. And killing by murder. Killing by the murderer. By the murder. Sheme is Sepa Tangne. Talk in Bigba Lai. And also talk in Bigba. Piercing by the lightnings. Tom is lightning. Striking by electricity. The lightnings. Talk. Bigba means no matter. Bigba is to pierce. Piercing by the thaw, the lightning. Jigba mijashing. They are not afraid of these things. They are not as afraid of as this. They are not afraid of these things as they are afraid of them by the deterioration of the, by the deviation. Deviation from, you say? Deviation of?
Deviation from.
Deviation from the Tambichu, the true Dharma, the profound true Dharma. Means for them, deviation from the profound Dharma is much more fearsome and than the well-known fearful things on the world, such as burning by fire and by eating up by the poisonous and very fearsome, very cruel snakes, and the killing by the murderers, and the piercing by the lightning, and also piercing by the lightning, yes. Jigvar Mijashins. Teves. Pardon? Chikpa thak, eh? Me is sekpa.
No, chikpa thak.
Sekpa.
Chikpa thak te me
sik. Oh, jikpa thakpa. Jikpa means as fearsome. Jikpa means fear. Jikpa means as fearsome. Thakpa means known. Known as fearsome. Known as fearsome or fearful on the world. Thakpa. Because these things are known as very fearful on the world, in the world. Tewe means, Junsen, Tewe Chang means, it's repeated here again. Tewe Chang, Shule Nyamba, Jigpa Chewe. Jigpe, Rinpoche says Jigpa Chewe, that is nice, yes. Tewe Chang means Chule Nyamba Nyi. Chule Nyamba Nyi means the deviation from the true Dharma. Is Jigpa Chewe means much more fearsome. Tewe Chang means than that. This way and lay is all same, you know. Te Le Chang on Tewe Chang is same. Meaning is same. The way is also comparative particle. Therefore, this pasa pe, this size, therefore, pangwar chate. Therefore, should be given up. Means should be given up the deviation from the, this fear caused by the deviation from the Dharma. Pangwar chate. Kangi chirna.
The fear should be given up.
Pardon? No, the fear should be given up. No, sorry, the deviation from the Dharma should be given up. Means, chule nyamba ni jigwa cheve, pangwar chate, yes. The deviation from the Dharma should be given up. Means that means one should not deviate from the Dharma. One should not fall back from the Dharma.
Does it say how to do that?
Pardon?
Does it say how to do that?
How not to?
How to not fall back?
Fall back, no. Shule jang nyamba ji jibar chate, pangwar chate, khangi chinna, because metang dhultang dhadang, because the reason is that metang dhultang dhadang dorje me thoki, dorje me and thok is same here, synonyms. Dorje means the thunderbolt fire, That is light, thought. Thought means lightning.
And metok is fire or lightning?
No, Dorje me is one. Me means fire, the fire of Dorje. The fire of thunderbolt. Mm-hmm. That is thok, thana, thoka, thok. The same meaning. Two words are given here, synonyms. Because Gangesin me thang, the fire, dul thang, the dul, the snakes, da means the enemy, Dorje me means or thok. The lightning or the fire of thunderbolt. By these things, sepa leni. Sepa leni. Sepa le means only kills, you know. Sepa means kills. Leni means other than this or something. Tsendi sodang. Tsendi sodang. Sepa leni, I say, by killing, by this and by killing, then tsendi sodang, tarwa, tsam separ, nu meki, can separate from our life, from the life force of this life. These things, Dorje Me Tho and the Me Dang Rul Dang Da Dang Dorje Me Tho, can only separate one from the life forces of this life. In English, you say, you give both example, I think, sorry, word meaning is same, Tse and So, both is same. You say, my life, you know. When you say my life, in Tibetan, when you say my life, but anyway, in Abhidharma, tse and so are synonyms. In Abhidharma, you know, tse and so in Nam Shi Lung, something like that, is there. Tse and so is same synonyms. Pardon?
Why do they call the lightning Dorje?
It's called Dorje Tho.
Why do they call it that
though? Because it's very powerful. Very powerful, you know. Yeah, it's very powerful as the thunderbolt of God Indra. Dorje me talk seba len. Tsendi means of this life, so tang so means then life forces. Tang talwa means to be separated. Tang talwa tsam seba, it does only, it makes separate only from the life forces of this life. Or you can say this life separated from the life forces, that's all. Nu meki, me means this word, you know, particle, can, nu me, ki is but, ki means but, nu me means nu ki re, that means, you know, nu so, nu ta nu ki re, you know, although it can separate from that, it can separate from this, not although, ki is although, but, the ki you can use as a but, tenam le, ngen song nar mebe, tenam le means by these. Ngensong means lower realms, nar me pe nyalwa, the avichi hell. The lower realm of avichi, the avichi of lower realms, or lower realm of avichi. Ngensong nar me pe nyalwa nam ki, drawa shindu jibar drawar mingyurbe. By this, drawar mingyurbe means one will not go into very shindu jigpar means into very fearful or frightening, very fearsome being means realms of the being, the realms of here drawa means realms, the going, you know, one would not go to the fearful going means fearful realms of avichi hell. Narme pe nyalwa. Narme is the name of the hell. Narme means then. Narme means no suffering. No suffering. The word meaning is no suffering. Suffering. No suffering means no any greater suffering exists than that. That hell is called Narme. Narwa means to suffer. To be tortured. Or to suffer. So that Nyalwa, there's no greater suffering than this. Than the suffering which you experience in this realm is called Narmebi Nyalwa. Dual Mingyuros. Tambi Chwe Pangwa Leni, Narmebi Dungal Nyawar Gyubecha. your last. Here you use whereas. You use whereas when between two contradictory sentences. Don't you? Huh?
Yeah.
Where is or while? Where is, I think. Huh? Where is?
Between two what kind of sentences?
To contradict.
On the other hand.
On the other hand, or where is? By giving up of the true Dharma, not maybe Dungan Nyongwa Nyubeche. And the suffering of the Narme, Nyalwa Narme, Abichi Hell, is experienced. Nyongwa Nyubeche.
I think if you use whereas, it comes at the beginning of the first sentence.
Is it?
No, I don't think it makes any difference, really, does it?
Whereas A, then B. A, whereas B.
I think you can say something and then say whereas.
Yeah, whereas. In between those. The beginning of the next sentence, right? It's contradictory. Sumba chubung samele jivartambani. Now, third, chubung, the true Dharma, giving up the true Dharma, is more heavier than the giving up the true Dharma is heavier than the samipile, than the limitless act, the limitless karmic act or action. So the limitless fasepa, masepa, what you call petricide, father murder your father, murdering your petricide. Matricide and Javikula. Arhat side. Yes. And hostile towards Dharma and creating discord in the Sanghas.
Schism.
Pardon?
Schism.
Schism. Creating.
Causing split.
You say, how do you use in sentence?
To cause a schism in.
To cause a schism in the Sanghas.
Schizophrenia.
Split up. Split up, yes. To cause a split up. You see?
Schizophrenia.
Who is a schizophrenia? Kangsa kangsi. Yang to the bit of a temi. Kangsa kangsi. Here, this she should not be there. There should not be she. Kangsa kangsi. Here this kangsa kangsi. Here kangsi is, you know, the chidarva, general terms, what you call pronoun is kangsi. General pronoun. In Tibetan we have analysis as the terms, general terms, you know, the general pronoun and then the particular pronoun, you know. The general pronoun is, here's the general pronoun, kangsi, the one who, the general pronoun is one who, and the person who is particular pronoun, you know, the person who came yesterday, in Tibetan it's particular pronoun, the one who does like that, this is general pronoun. So, kangsa kangsi, the person, any person, or the one who, Yang Yang to again over again. Because of associating with evil friends, sinful friends. Kenki. Sangjila Sendyoki. Nyensim Dang Dembar Chuba. Sangjila Mr. Buddha. Sendyoki Nyensim Dang Dembar Chuba. Nyensim Dang Dembar Chuba means having to become with the mind of with the mind to kill the Buddha Sangjila. This lie Sangji Sendu Yingsim Dandem. Sangjila Sendu Yingsim Dandem Chuba. This lie is Sanskrit, it's like Sanskrit, yes. Normally we don't use lie. Means that a mind having, because of associating with an evil friend, then his mind becomes, one has mind to kill the Buddha, to kill Sendoji, evil mind, again and again, again and over again. Then, yes. And again and over again, it goes with digbet always, sinful prayer. Nesina number Cuba, Kule ta jimbatang, Rangi paswe batang. Kule ta jimbat. Kule ta jimbat means to take out the plum, to take out the blood from the body of the Buddha. Means to hurt, isn't it? To injure, yes. To injure or to kill, that means. Kule ta jimbatang. And then the one who, yeah, Rinpoche didn't explain in fact. Kule ta jimba, sanji kule ngasim ta jimba. Sanji kule ngasim ta jimba. The action is called ngasim ta jimba, I think. Ta jimba, to take, you know, to cause, to injure the Buddha's body. It serves to, the action of, you know, injuring the Buddha's body. I think Buddha cannot be injured. Maybe that in once, Devadatta, he rolled down the big stones on Buddha, you know. So it is said that, one of the small broken stones, you know, when he rolled down from a hill in order to, with the intention to kill Buddha, and then Buddha's one of the finger, one of the two, I think, two, yes, it bleeds starting. Bleeding. That's only incident in Buddha's life. Otherwise, he never. There's no any sort of account or story that his blood comes up from his body. So that kind of anyway. This I think the base on that tag. Javikula ngasim yu tajima means that one, to injure the intention, the mind to injure the Buddha's body. That means. And rangi pa swepa tam. Rangi pa swepa. And then petricide. Ma swepa. Metricide. Side. And dajumba swepa. And arhata side. Te, etc. That is, jawa mayimba sum chepa tam. Committing these three things what should not be committed. Jawa mayimba means what should not be done. What is not to be done. What is the opposite of the duty? Duty, you know? Duty is that which is to be done, isn't it? That which one have to do, one should do. So that should not be done. Chava mayimba, literally, that shouldn't be done. Sumchapatam. To commit these three things, what should not be committed. And, chogi chokpa, yengi jebra, jebi mite. And, chogi chokpa, the sublime or the excellent assembly, the Holy Assembly. Here Rinpoche says, the Holy Assembly, also there are two kinds of, according to Shravakas and according to Mahayana. According to Mahayana, all those who took Bodhisattva vows and those who are on the path of Bodhisattvas, those who practice Bodhisattva path, they are all, not only the Bodhisattvas themselves, but also those who are on the path of Bodhisattva are also Sanghas. So in that case, body lay, you know, no differences. Whether one is monk, ordained or unordained, everybody is a member of assembly. Then according to Shravakas, then the ordained, the five, group of five monks, ordained monk, is called Sangha. Four, yes. Yengi jebar chebes. So the Holy Assembly, Yenki, Yen is a what you call schism. Yenki means by schism, Jeba means to separate by causing schism. Jebi, mite, this such man now is referring to all. Kansa Kansi, the one who, by associating the evil friends again and again, then he commit these three things which should not be committed. These three things plus chogi chok yengi jeba, and then to create a discord or to cause a schism in the assembly. Four, here it's four, only four things. Rangi pasuba, rangi masuba, tajumba. Jabukulanga sing tajumba, rangi pasup masup dachum basabat chawa mai sum chebat. Four already four is there. Why is this? Four is there already. There are four. And the Fasapa and Masapa are taken as one, I think, maybe.
Oh, two.
Yeah. It's two, in fact. Mm.
They're taken as two,
I think. Taken as one, I think, because the Sum Jepan is there, no? Then plus Chokpa Yengi Jepan. Chok Yengi Jepan, she. They say three, you know, there. Mm. Number also mentioned there. Digbe Chokpa Temijin, Sangji La Sendu Yeng, and Sim Dan Demra Chuba, Kule Tajimba, one. Rangi Pasapa, two. Masapa, three. Rajumba Sapa, four. Then should not say four, three, but should say four.
Is it actually two that one harms the body of Buddha, or one just has the intention?
This is one.
But is it an action?
Yeah, it's an action. Kule Tajima is action. Kule Tajima is action. Sangyila Sendu Yinga Simdamba is a motivation. With the motivation to kill the Buddha, then Kule Tajima. To cause bleeding his body, literally. That means to harm his body. Sum jebatam. Anyway, there are five, in fact. So, if it is three, then must be Pasupa and Masupa counted as one. Yave Kulang Esing Tajiba one, Pasupa Masupa one, Rajumba Sapa three. Then it becomes three. Then plus one, then there will be four. It never mind, it doesn't matter.
And they have here not harming the...
Pardon?
Not harming the body of Buddha, is where?
Not harming.
Yeah, not taking blood?
No, not taking blood. Taking the blood.
Yeah, where is that?
Kule ta jinba.
That's one?
One. Pasopa.
Pasopa is two.
Two. Masopa.
Pasopa is three.
Dajumba sopa.
It's four.
Four. And chokyu chok yin ji.
Five.
5 years. So here, chawa mayimba sum cheba, you know? Should be chawa mayimba shi cheba. So it should be like that, because I think is counted, Pasopa and Masopa counted as one. So then it becomes three. Oh, parent side, you say. To murder the parents, then it becomes one. Parent side. Instead of saying father, murdering the father, murdering father.
Do you remember what Rinpoche explained about the
term
Tsam?
Oh, yes. Did he explain? Mm. I don't know. There's two explanations about this. Tsamyabara. In one explanation, I think anyone, the one who committed these five heinous sin or crime, they straight away they go to Avicii hell without any... without any limitation, you know, there's no gap between the death and the next life or hell realms. Straight away, there's no pardo for them. Straight away, it goes down. And then, in one sense, limitless sin. So the sin of such evil deed is unlimited. You know, endless and unlimited. In that case, also Samyama. I don't know which one is. Lastly, Lama Lamjo was explaining that way in Samyiling. I didn't ask Rinpoche, I forgot. I think Rinpoche also said something like that.
He said, like, between death and pardon.
No, yeah, there's no limitation.
Yeah,
yeah, straight up it goes. Yeah. Yengi Jebar Jebi, Mi Taeyang. Such person also, he says, Taeyang. Even such persons. Nelu chuni te jinni ngebar samna. Nelu, if you think of the samna, means if you think of ngebar samna, if you definitely think of, or if you certainly think of the chuni, the dharmata, the shini, the tathata, that is the ultimate truth. Semi nelu wasalvarang shin. And nyurdu tsamegi le tele taro yurji. Nyurdu means quickly, soon. Tsamegi le, from this. Limitless crime, karmic, this limitless karma, Tharvar Yuji, he will be free. He will be free from this five limitless crime. karmic action, limitless criminal act or criminal or sinful act, if he definitely and certainly think of or reflect on or meditate on the chunyi tishinyi, the tathata, the dharmata.
By what does he cause his split in the Sangha?
Pardon?
By what does he cause
his
split in the
Sangha? Yenki. Yen. Yenki is jepa. Jepa means to separate or to split, right? Jepa means to separate. Jepa means to do. That means to cause separation.
By yen.
Yeah, by yen. By yen, through yen. Through schism, through discord. Yen is here, instrument. So yen is that action, is, you know, to say something. This speech is yen. To all the word that one utters, one says, in order to causing a split or cause a, you know, schism. Such, you know, telling the things that is yen. Yen is always word, you know. Yen could be always word, speech. Yen is always speech. Speech and not the action, not the physical action. Mm-hmm. Mainly the verbal action. The words are called yen. The word that you use, this that you say, all the statements, statements, yes? All the words, all the utterance are yen. All the utterance to separate them, you know. Yen chaba. Teyang nelu chunyi, the ultimate truth, dharmata, soon will be, if you think of this, if you reflect on this ultimate truth, nyurdu means soon, samegi le tala tarvaju, he will be free from this samegi le, the limitless karma. Tavar yurki, here should be sek, you know, she, again, yurki, there should be she. Yurki, but, the key is but, right? Kangsa kangsi, any person who, yini means the mind, tekjingi chula means towards the Mahayana Dharma, dangwe by hating, by being hostility. Dangwa means to infect aversion, by being aversion, having aversion towards the Mahayana Dharma. Tambi chu pongwa, and then gives up the true Dharma. Tela tarva khala yede mebe chero. Tela tarva khala yes. Where is the tarva for him? Where is the liberation for him, for such person who gives up the true Dharma by being very hate, by being despiteful, or by having aversion towards the true the Mahayana teaching? Where is the tarva for him? That means, ready? Where is the liberation for him? That is mebichero. Te means that is mebichero. There is not. Kalaye, maybe so. In Dhamma language, they say kalaye. In spoken language, they say kawa kawa. Repeated twice, you know. Tse maybe le cheva le jang jiwe chubang ki digba chumbo tato pangwa. Chubang ki digba chumbo. Tse maybe le cheva le jang jiwe jiwa chubang ki Digba Chimbo, we have to go here. Digba Chimbo, the great sin, the great unskillful action of Chöbang, of giving up the Dharma, which is heavier than the commitment of the five limitless karma, should be given up. Pangwar Chao, should be given up. Now third, ngowa means the dedication prayer together with the dhunduwa dhanjeba. Jiva means heavy. Le jiva, with the le jiva becomes heavier. With the with the comparative particle, all the adjective becomes heavy becomes heavier. Heavy becomes heavier. 순방어와 전두단 제발. Now, third one, the third main topic. 어와 전두단 제발 제발라. Dedication prayer together with the conclusion. Or it's a, yeah, dedication, conclusion together with the dedication prayer. I think that way is better. Which way it sounds better? Dedication prayer together with the conclusion.
Yeah, I think that sounds better.
That sounds better? The same order, yes. Dedication prayer together with the conclusion. Ngowa molam dan seba peyongki peyongki tenduwa tema. Ngowa molam dan, then dedication prayer and the wishing prayer. Dan seba ngowa molam dan seba peyongki tenduwa tema. The tenduwa tema, the brief explanation of the benefit. Benefit and the brief explanation. Dedication and wishing prayer. Yes, the brief explanation of the benefits together with the dedication prayer and wishing prayer. Fayun ki dun, the meaning of, sorry. The brief explanation of the meaning of the fayun. Not meaning here, meaning means here, point, you know. Fayun ki dun duwa temba. Meaning of the benefit, no. Just benefit, that's all. The brief explanation of the benefit together with the ngowa and the molam. Zogbi solo, then how it was completed, you know. Zogba means not finishing. Here, I think, completing. How it was completed, yes. Dangboni is first one. Guancho, nen chodo shi. Guancho sum rangxin yi nambar changwe kam dang. Timami bi changzhub dang. Guancho sum rangxin yi nambar changwe kam dang. Guancho sum rangxin yi nambar changwe. Guancho sum dang. Guancho sum dang, sorry. The three jewels, Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. Rangxin yi nambar changwe kam. The tathag, the element, which primordially or by nature means primordially pure. Nambar changwa means pure. Tima may be changzhub dang, and then the stainless, the immaculate enlightenment. Yuen de tujuh zai shi dang denba. And the endowment of the 64 qualities. Chilen jukbate, and the manifestation of the activity. Te, all te, that is, dhan dorje tabi ne namba dumbo. This, the buzzer like the seven, the meaning, the buzzer like 7 points, dhan namba dumbo, sul shindu shepale, by the proper explanation of these 7 buzzer like points, shepale, chamba, chamgoyen daki. Gewa kang toba teni. The merit which is obtained or achieved, dak chamgun dak by chamgun, by me, the chamgun. How do you say it? By me, chamgun. You say?
Who's chamgun?
Chamgun Maitreya Nath himself. Which goes first, huh?
There was one mistake here.
Pardon?
There was something wrong from last year, but with his ghee.
It's okay.
She said something to Caroline about it this morning.
Oh, I see. That's the layout. The layout, you know, the subject.
It's not correct there, though.
Yeah, because the beginning, you know, you trace back in the beginning. In the beginning, the Kongru said that Jugduwa, you know, then the way they put the headings, that was, you know, not in the explanation. Only headings are, which should come under which, the subtopic, and they were mistaken in the topic and the subtopics, you know. That's the mistake there was. In the main layout, in the beginning, in the very beginning. So this contradict in the very beginning one. In the beginning it says A, B, C. So the C is not found here. The C one is found in the B, not C separately. So like that, you know. Something like that. Nam kha dang nyam be za chu ju za shin de ba dang thile ju ba dor ji ne de nam ba de su shin she ba le she ba le cham go da ki gya wa khang thoba the ni the merit cham go the merit that I have accumulated that I have attained I the chamba gombo the metri nath attained through the explanation through the proper explanation of these seven buzzer-like points, buzzer point. Namkhatang nyamben roan dida kunki by the, all the beings as limitless as the sky. Namkhatang nyamben as equal as the sky. That means namkhatang nyamben all the beings as equal as the sky means, you know, as much as the sky or as many, as endless as the sky. You can say, right? As limitless as the sky.
What is Maitri in Nath? What is Nath?
Nath is Gombo, Savior. Oh. Chamba is Maitri.
The name Jamba and Gombo, this is the same?
No, different. There is a difference. Jam means Jambiyang. Gon means Gon, same. Savior, yes. The Manjushri is Savior. Gombo. Yeah. Yeah. Gombo, the Manjushri is Savior. The Savior Manjushri. Jamgun. This one is Maitriya Nath, Metta. Metta. In Pali they say Metta, you know, Metta. In Sanskrit they call Maitri. Slight difference. In Pali they say Dhamma. In Sanskrit they say Dharma. R as there. Dhamma. It's very close to each other. Daki Gyawa Khang Tobatani. In Pali, in Pali they write letter writing. They say, with all my metta, with all my love and compassion. Love is. Chamgo daki gyawakhan, by this merit, and by all the beings, as limitless as the sky, Ayush, oh, sorry. Yes, Amit Ayush, boundless life, the body of the boundless life, great saint, great sage, Tangsong Chenpo, the great sage. And like Buddha is addressed as a great sage, here the Amita Ayush is also addressed as a great sage. And Ngawa means endowed with or having Taiyebe means limitless or boundless light. Amita Ayush, the boundless light. Amita Ayush and Amitabha are same Buddha, but have two aspects. One for long life and one for Devachan. But they are same. When Amita Ayush is ornamented, then becomes Amita Ayush Chepame. Right? When Chepame is in Dharma robe, just in plain robe, you know, without ornament, then it becomes Amita Abame.
Pardon?
Somewhere
there, Kambala gave a longer explanation. Couldn't understand.
Which one?
I don't know if it refers to the Namkat, the Drowa, Namkata, Nyambu Drowa, or to the...
I see, yes. Yeah. Drowa, Namkata, Nyambu, Samjhe, Thamjhe. Yes, Rinpoche says they are as limitless as the sky, the beings are there. He says only in this solar system also, you know, it's a limitless there. Then this is only one solar system. In one solar system, Nikim, in Tibet we call it Nikim. House of sun, that means house of sun means solar system, you know. Only in the one house of sun, you know, there are so many beings are there. Then, so this kind of house of sun is countless and limitless, as it is explained by the Buddha. That, you know, as there are limitless and countless solar system, solar, Nikim, Mangbuyores, no? So he said like that. Yes. Which everybody, you know, these are very general. What the scientists and Buddhists, Abhidhamma, all they accept. Temporarily, by seeing, by this married, may all the beings see directly the body of the Buddha Amita Ayush, the great sage, the one who having boundless light temporarily, and tongne tele chu tobe gyangne, and by receiving teaching from him, and also by receiving teaching from him, chu gi mig duldang thashing tima meba tonglam gi tokba ke de chu gi mig duldang thashing, and chu gi mig means the dharma, the eyes of the dharma duldang thashing tima meba me chu gi mig duldang thashing tima meba tonglam gi tokba chu gi mig duldang thashing tima meba. Tima mepi, that means the duldam thashing means dustless, without dust, without dust, and without stains. Such eyes of Dharma, chujimik. The chujimik, which is free from dust and which is free from tima stains. Yapa? Tonglam ji tokpa kede. This refers to tonglam, the path of seeing. Tokpa means realization. Kede means having born, you know. Having born, the realizations of path of seeing, which is a Dharma eye, a stainless and a dustless Dharma eye. And by receiving teaching from them, may they attain the realization of the Thonglam path of seeing, which is path of seeing, comma, the Chujimik Duldam Trajan Timan Baba, the Dharma eye, the stainless and the dustless Dharma eye, the divine eyes. Dharma eye. That is the temporary, and then ultimately, Thartuk means ultimately, Lala may be Changju Thobar Shoji, may they all attain the unsurpassable, the supreme enlightenment, the supreme and unsurpassable enlightenment. Shoji, this chik is, you know, imperative for wishing prayer. Thobar Shok, both Shok and chik. Thobar Shok also you can say, Sho and Chik is also me. Sho is also me. Sho and Chik together, it becomes more emphasizing, you know. May they, or you can say Sho Chik, you can say, may they all completely attain the unsurpassable, excellent enlightenment, finally or ultimately. Che, we say, thus, Zambi, Gyawa, Semje, Tamje, Tang, Tumung, Du, Chenes, Lana, Mebe, Changshub, Du, Ngwebe, Jinju nam nyamlen su dambar zeto. Thus, geva simjen tamjetang, this, the merit, the wholesome, simjen tamjetang, tumongdu, simjen tamjetang, tumongdu chene. Lana mibi changju dung ebe. Ngwebe means by dedicating the merit, in all, for all the sentient beings in general, and chene, chene, lana mibe changshu dung obe, tumung de chene, in general, all the beings, in common, is for all the beings, dedicating all this merit for all the beings in general, and particularly, lana mibe changshu dung obe, and for the attainment of the enlightenment, unsurpassable enlightenment in particular. So by particular is not here. Che zambi gyawa simje tamje tang tumung du che ne lana mebe changju du ngowe. Or thus dedicating by thus dedicating the virtue or the wholesome accumulated through the tsamba, through the tsam is, you know, composition, through the writing for all the beings in common and for the enlightenment, for the all being equally, or you can tumong du chene, in common or for generally. And lana mebe changshu dung obe, and dedicating for the enlightenment.
Pardon? Do you have
Moa. Yeah, at the end of the sentence.
Strange, at the beginning it says only said.
Pardon?
And it starts with, literally, it's like all this merit.
Oh, this is by Maitreya himself. His word, as his word said. James, from here, then the conclusion is saying, in his own word. Che, in this statement, the statement starting from che, there is no root text is there. Not root text at all in that. That's purely his own word. Kongdrus. Che, geve semje thamje tumongdo che ne. Thus the dedicating the merit of the merit accumulated through the composition of the text by Maitreya Nath. Semje thamje dang tumongdo che ne. Doing in common for all the beings. That means dedicating in all for the beings and especially, not specially. Or you can say dedicating for the attainment of the enlightenment by all the sentient beings in common. Generally, yes. Common, without any exception. Without any particular. By all the sentient beings. Tumundu chene. Tamjetang, tumong, tang is okay. Tamjetang, tumong the channel, yes. With Tamjetang, tumong the channel. Same as doing in common with all beings like that, you know. Means that. Tedang, yeah. Tunmong, tang, tedang, tumong, maimba. Yeah, this tang goes with the tunmong also. One word more we have got. Last time, you know, we wrote this sumjupa. Zabala. Mm. One word more we have got. Tang tun mong. Tang tun mong. Tang da tun mong ma yim.
The first line?
Here. The first line. Tang tun mong is with, you know, common with. Common to, I think. Mm. Common to all the beings. And, ngowe, by dedicating like this, jenjuk nam nyamlen tu dambar zepaos. Jenjuk nam the followers, nyamlen tu means Nyamlen tu, not tu mare, nyamlen tu. In this text, all the tu made tu. You know. Nyamlen tu, dambar zeba. Dambar zeba means instructed, you know. Instruction. Instructed. It's being instructed to practice. The followers also. You know, the followers are also instructed here. Indirectly, the followers are also instructed to Nyamlentu as a, for the practice. Nyamlentu means for the practice. Means they also should do like this. The followers also should dedicate their merit or virtue, whatever they have accumulated through any wholesome deed. Niba ni kangla tenba in jesungde. Da niba. Ngowa molam tang. Jeba. Peyunji. Ngowa molam tang. Jeba. Ngowa tang. Jeba. Molam tang. Jeba. Peyunji. Peyun. Second is peyun, I think. Kangla ten is sheba ni. Sumba ngowa tundu tang cheba la sum. Ngowa molam pe cheba. Pe yun ki tundu. Zog bichul tang muni. Kangla tene shepani, tether jache luna rigbala tene. What this is? Tango and nipa. Kangla ne tenba, jesu. Nyekubji korgo. Kāngla yūsīn kāngla jītāpa nī kāngsīwa, yūtīn pa nī sūsīyabā jītāndu. Mua mālā jī pīn, I see this one, I think so. This is wrong calculation again. Yeah, I think so. Sum should not be there. Sumba ngōwa tūndu tāng jīyabā la sum, you know. Yes. Sumba ngowa tundu dan jeba la sum. Sum should not be there. Ni should be there, you know. Ngowa malam peyuna jeba nordu teba. One, zobitsul. Two, remember? The second one is zobitsul. The three is wrong. Should be two. Jesunde. Kangla tene sheba ni. Tedar yichi lungna rigba la tene sheba tenzin. Kangla tene sheba ni means the explanation. How? Pardon? Zokitsul is now we are doing, the second one.
So, Ngowa and Penyun is one?
Ngowa, Molam, Penyun, all three one. In one group, you know. Zokitsul is the second. Okay. Or, if we follow the, this one of them we have to follow. If you leave, if you don't change Ngowa, Tundu, Molam, Tseva, Sum, you know. Then, Ngowa, Tundu, Tundu, Tseva, Sum, Sum. Then we have to separate from Ngowa, Molam, separate. Payun ji tunduwa, second, zobisul three. So we have to take like that. But if you take that way, then...
But it comes like this,
three points are there, but only 2 points are given. You know.
But 2 points are in 1 point here. You might,
yes.
You might play for effect, it was sometimes made like this.
So therefore, ngowa tundu dan chebala sum should be ni. Then ngowa malam dachewa peyun dordewa one, zobisul two. Because it says then thangbo ni koncho ni cho, and nyiba ni kangla ni ten, you know. Then, is there sumba? No,
yes,
sumba is not there.
Sumba.
What is that?
Sumba chokpe
chungi.
Thakwa shimu yu lam.
79, back page.
Oh yes, sumba zobisul. Yes. Is there? Oh yes, sumba zobusul is here. Sumba zobusul is. Tekwa simu yu lami tenju koncho kore namar yawale, penyungi kapti liu ngale namar shiba trupo. Sumba zobusul, oh I see, it's given together here. So then, yeah, then it's okay. Ngwa malam ju tundu chumbo. Then we should separate this. Ngwa malam tang. Penyungi dordu baraba. Well, it's okay, never mind. They did not separate it, then it's okay. Ngowa Molam is one, Peyun Dordu Temba two, Zogbitsul three, isn't it? And where is Peyun then? Where is Peyun? Peyun Ji Tundu Temba. This is not Fayun.
Next one.
Nipa. Nipa is not Fayun.
No?
No, it is using. Tul chita guru shepa nen rindu long yungu shepa. Tuyang kanka shepa 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 kanshi tuyang den shepa rato. Shecha te tobe yu tumba shepa shepa kanshi kanshi jave tumba shepa. Sangji ji koji jingo di. Yes, I think so, included, yes. All included together. Right. Yes, then Kangla Tene Shepani is now this is completion now. Kangla Tene Shepani, how it based on what it has been explained, the treaty. Then it says Tetar Yiche Lungna Rigbala Tene Shepe Tenjin. Tetar Yiche Lungna Rigbala Tene Shepe. Shepe means by the sentence, by the stanza, Tetar Yiche Lungna Rigbala Tene. Tenjing means explain the explanation, the base for the explanation, yes. The basis for the, explain the basis for the explanations. Tetar yiche lungna rigpa la tenne, this is the sentence, you know, the stanzas, it already came before. By this stanza, thang la ten she ban ne how or by what based on what the ulama has been explained that shows this one yu chen nam go ba khang chi de she ban ne dang yi ba shi ta chir dang and dang yi ba shi ta chir dang etc dang yi ba shi ta chir dang this stanza explains oh sorry dang yi ba shi ta chir dang kang da me ge pu sum kang da me ge pu so pu sum so len do de da ji su sung jin di she do che be ten la by this 1 2 3 by this three stanzas go ba khang chi de she ba explains or you can say in big you say nam goba khangish the sheba why with what reason and for what purpose it has been expounded so then this answer gives this question is answer by dangyi basik thaje dang khangda möge phunso phusum chondel deda jisu sungje dishe to by this sentence this one is explained che tella sul chita ur sheba ne in what manner it is explained then this one chidar jolo ninda nurula seva la sobetendo by etc the stanzas explain this one explain the stanzas are what do you say given or she etc explains the chidar sheba how it is explained then kangshik shebar chebe ngoni kangshik thenden cheso then kangshik shebar chebe ngoni kangshik thende chebara so ba denla kangshik thende kangshik thende kangshik thede chedang nyen de ba yes kangshik thende chedang nyen de ba then kangshik shebar chebe ngoni and what is the nature of explanation the subject matter of the explanation then kangshik what the meaning is kangshik shebar chebe ngoni the nature or the essence of what is to be explained this one shown by this kangshik thenden shebar la so etc this the stanza they explain sheja the to be youtuber juwe cheje ne kangyin ba de kangshik jawe te ma bashi and sheja the to be youtuber sheja the that which is to be explained to be youtuber means as a means of to be youtuber as a favorable cause to realize what is to be explained cheje the ne juwe cheje the means of explaining means of expression kangyin ba me that which is a means of expression and this means of expression is yutun para is a favorable causes for what for tokpa for realization what is realization that is cheja that which is to be explained the subject matter which is to be realized this one shows kangshik jabe temba bashik seva la sobe kangshik jabe temba bashik etc by this shloka so then this one the means of explanation the means of the explanation which is the favorable cause for the realization of the subject matter then the tenju jidar tambe sulni thedar shebala sobe soba chisu cheba ji jebar tende tenju jidar tambe sulni how the tenju this treaty was made or composed this one sulni thedar shebala soba chisu cheba ji thedar etc the four sentence the four no sorry the four chisu cheba ji the one shloka or the four stanzas explain that one soba chisu cheba ji thedar kangchir gyalle cheke shebala soba chisu cheba ni ki kangchir gyalle cheke etc by the two stanzas chisu cheba ni ki dangyi dabar chebe tap so shubong we diba la pa chawa tendo these two explain that how Chubung will develop Pachavatama. How one should be very careful, Pachava means to be careful. How one should be careful, careful of the sorry. How do you say? You should be careful of the dog, no?
Yeah.
For the dog, of the dog.
Yeah.
Of the dog, I say. And it, how should be careful of the dipa? Of the dipa, the whale of giving up the Dharma. Dhangi tapar sebe tapso. As a means of one's own purifications. So this one explained in this two stanza. How to give up, you know, that means Dibapan, Dibala. How one should be careful of the whale, which the whale of giving up the true Dharma, which is the means of one's own purifications. This means of purification of one's own means that Pashawar, you know. Dhani Thakpar Chave. Thapsu. As a means of purification. Chupungwe Dibala Pashawar. To be careful of the Diba is a means of purification of oneself. Lomen Chedang Shevala Soba, Tsisu Cheba Chiki. Lomen Chedang Shevala Soba, etc. Tsisu Cheba Chiki. Tsisu Cheba Chik, I think, not Tsisu Cheba, she should be, I think. One shloka, that means six chapa chiki means one shloka. Chupung we lesang na dangi nyambi yuyimbe pangwar temba. It's a so six chapa chiki, it's written only one six chapa chiki. Lomen chedang shevala soba. Six chapa chiki. Six chapa chiki, I think. It was one stanza, it must be. No, it's Lomen chedang shevala soba. Lomin Chitan, come in touch a lobbing like a Latin. Tam Chupung with debate on your tongue, didn't you? Is it? You know? Four stanzas. One shloka, you can say. Maybe this six chapa means one shloka. Normally, six chapa is not shloka. Six chapa is one line is called one six chapa. Six chapa, six chapa, she makes one shloka, you know. Shloka, no. Or kangbashi, you can call. Four legs. Four leg or four six chapa?
Same. What is it now? Shloka or line normally six chapa?
It's a line.
Line,
not prose line, the poetry line.
Four lines make one shloka.
Or four legs make one shloka. Six chapa chiki, chupang we lesana, dangi nye. By this one shloka, chupang we lesana, it explained that chupang we lesana, if one accumulate the karma of giving karma by giving up the true dharma, then dangi nyambi yuyimbe, how it becomes a cause to ruin oneself. Therefore, pangwar damba tenje, it should be given up. Such, so this instruction is explained. The instruction, you know, is explained in this by this four shlokas. Tenje, they jenims after that, chidara samyo chwe nyam she sikje ni niki. Sami chule nyambi dribu. Then by these two stanzas, Sami chule nyambi dribu as a fruit of the deviation from the true Dharma, from the profound Dharma. And how one falls in the lower realms temporarily. And finally, how one tharpa mithopa ni, how one cannot get, how one doesn't get the liberations, doesn't attain the liberation ni thoba ni bang we sul yang thapar temba ino thaba mithopa ni, these two should be given up. How these two should be given up, yang thapar temba ino means, then it is explained here by these two shloka. Negab su singam number thawa sangji ji korji tembayno. Negab su sangji singam number thawa sangji ji korji jingor di kene. It is used, Siksu Chepa, used as one shloka, you know. Mm-hmm. You don't change. Siksu Chepa take as one shloka, then. Siksu Chepa, you take as one shloka, don't change it.
But in other cases, it has been in one line only.
Is there?
Yeah, before, when you had before, and was Siksu Chepa as well?
Yeah.
Siksu Chepa, then it was only one line.
It's very funny, you know. And he repeatedly, he used Siksu Chepa as one shloka, these places.
Yeah, but
there's two.
This
Siksu
Chepa,
Yiji,
there's only one.
Only one, isn't it? Yeah.
So,
it's,
anyway, mistake. Either four lines or one shloka.
Yes.
But not two shlokas.
No, not two shlokas.
That's wrong anyway.
That's how we count, huh?
Pardon?
It depends if he counts now his own.
He shouldn't count his own, really. Anyway, let's take one shloka that. Turn and then. Ne temba. Ne kabsu sing number thakwa sangji ji khoji jing kordu jene chunying osun do tokte. And temporarily, by being born, you know, by being born, you come to take. We have to go back from here. By being born, Kilkhor Thum is in the mandala of Sangji Kor, in the mandala of the circle of the Buddha, Sing Nambar Thakpa, in the pure lands, in the pure fields. Then, by realizing the Dharmata directly, turns samola metakpe sabathobatam, attains the patience or the forbearance, not being afraid of the profound meaning. And thardu, and finally, ultimately, lana may be changed. Tobe chue yongsu ngowa, chue yongsu ngowa. Lana may be changed. Chimo tobe chue yongsu ngowa jiba. To do the dedication prayer for the attainment of the unsurpassable enlightenment by all the beings, and for the attainment of the great enlightened, the great unsurpassable enlightenment. Goni dorduam, then to sum up with that, to conclude or to finish. Goni through this dedication prayer, dordua. Dorduna is not there. Dorduna is what? Dordua must be. Thambi chula shubabanam goni. Ah, dorduna. Dorduna means. So, through the dedication prayer, then dorduna means, in brief, thambi chula shubabanam ki. Thambi chula shubabanam ki. By the people, by the ones who follow the true Dharma, namki. Devu nekab to thartu ki tuyam phusun sokpa namba nyi dhruba yimbar ni. And then, devu nekab to thartu ki tuyam phusun sokpa nyi dhruba ni. How they accomplished the perfect, the ultimate, the perfectness of the nekab and thartu, of the how the temporary and perfect, temporary and ultimate perfectness are achieved or accomplished by the one who, by those who follow the true Dharma. So these things, Tenpa Yino is at the end, are explained. Lekpar Tenpa Yino are well explained. Di Yini by the Thama Chikpo, by the Thama Chikpo, the last one, Chiksu Chepa means Shloka. The last one Shloka. Koncho number Changam Sheso. Koncho number Changam, etc. By the last Shloka of Koncho number Changam, etc. So these things are explained. Sometimes the subject is given at the end, sometimes the subject is given before in this text. You know. But here, Koncho number Changam Shloka given at the end. What did Shloka explain? It given before that. And so in other cases, this Shloka explained. What explained? That given after. Take what you mean, Tenjo Koncho Rik number Javali, Payun Jikav the Lunga, number Shepa, two balls. You lament Koncho Rik number Javali, the analysis of the. Of the what do you call the analysis of the potential of the jewels. Sangye Chu again, you know. Pardon? Number yewa the analysis. Or separation, not separation here. Yeah, analysis. From the Koncho Rikna, from the chapter, and which analyze the three jewels, the potential of three jewels, the family of three jewels. Yeah. The Le is from this chapter. Peyunjika, from this text is, the text of Yulama. Peyunjika of the Liungabe number Shiva Trubo, the fifth chapter, which deals with the Peyuns, is finished here. Suma Zobe Sunni, now third. How? The completion. Kachi Yul ji pal thong ji pe me ji khawa chim. Kachi Yul is Kashmir, you know. Pal thong ji pe me is Srinagar. Srinagar, have you been to Srinagar? In India? Srinagar, near Ladakh. Srinagar is now. Srinagar, the Kashmir was whole. Kashmir was Buddhist 400-500 years ago. Now the whole Kashmir is Muslims. All the Buddhists and Hindus were converted into Muslims by the Muslim invaders. Khachi Yulgi Pal Thongje Pemeji Khewa Chimbo, the great scholar of Srinagar, of Kashmir country. Srinagar. Pal means Shri, Thongje means Nagar, you know. Peme means most excellent, that means very excellent. An example, you know. Pal Thongje Peme. Thongje, pardon? Town. Town, city, and Nagar is. Nagar means town. Nagar means town. Nagari means small town, is called Nagari in Sanskrit. And Tongchir. Peme, I don't know this. Peme, literally, Peme is an example, you know. It's unexemplary. But here, I think maybe in Srinagar is also, in Srinagar itself, then particular place, maybe Peme, you know. Srinagar is a very big town, you know. And Peme must be inside that town, some, which I don't know. Yeah. Srinagar is a Pal Thongje. Thongje Pal, Pal Thongje, we call it. Yeah. Peme must be one small, one small sort of area, you know. Peme ki, all the Peme refers to Thongje, Srinagar itself. Khepa Chimbo, the great scholars, Thamse Rinpoche, Thamse, the Brahmin, the great Brahmin scholar Rinchen Dorje, is Rinchen Dorje, you know, is the name of Ratan Bajra. Ratan Bajra. Thamse Rinchen Dorje. The Brahmin Ratan Bajra, the great scholar. Of he is, you know, Wenpo. And he's Wenpo, Dorje, Wenpo. Wenpo means Wenpo means Cao, I think. Yes, nephew. Wenpo's nephew. Wenpo, Pandit Khewa Chimbo, the great scholars, Pandit Sajjana, Sajjana, and Pyogyu Lozawa, Gelong Londen Sherabki, and the Tibetan translator, Gelong Londen Sherab, Bhikshu Londen Sherab, by them, means by great scholar Sajjana, the great scholar Pandit Sajjana, the nephew of the great Brahmin scholar Ratna Bajra, of Ratanbhaja, the great scholar of the most excellent Srinagar town of Kashmir, and the Tibetan translator Bhikshu Gelong London Sherab. By these two, Khachi Chongje Peme Tengi Tu Jake Le Phege Du Jibaus, translated from English in Jake Le Phege Du Jibaus, translated from Indian language into Tibetan language, in this very Tengi Tu means in this very Peme Chongje Peme, in this very Srinagar town of Kashmir. Jurwao translated. Pardon? In India, it was translated in Srinagar itself.
From India, but not from Indian language.
From Indian language, means Sanskrit.
So
yeah.
Language,
yeah. Yeah. Pardon?
Not Hindu.
Not Hindu. Hindu is man. Hindu is man religion. Hindi is language.
Hindi.
Yes. Hindi is the language. Hindu is the religion. And
he's now referring to the commentary.
No, no, the root text.
The root
text, yes. The commentary on the root text. This one is a bit very interesting. No, there's no time left. We can do it tomorrow?
Yeah.
This bit one is very quite nice. It's beautiful written.
The text is from himself now.
Yeah, going through himself now, this one.
Like a prayer?
As a, pardon?
A
prayer? Dedication prayer, but just, it's also very summary, sort of, you know. And then the lineage lamas of Yu Lama. And then the lineage lama of the Yu Lama and the Shandong view, and then it's a beautiful explanation.
You do tomorrow?
Yeah, we'll do.
We can do the first 6 pages. Mm-hmm.